Well, Joe, it's that time of year again. Summer almost upon us officially here, and time to think about that time-honored summer tradition of grabbing some Maine seafood.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of hard to believe, but yeah, it is summer. And it's, you know, we were talking about, you know, this topic earlier. I was just like, you know, where do you start? I mean, outside of, you have to kind of start with fried seafood if you're talking about Maine in the summer. You know, I think that's the first thing people miss once October hits and places start closing down. You know, that, and that's kind of the food that I miss the most if I spend any amount of time away from Maine. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, lobster and all that, but I think that fried seafood is as Maine as it gets. So
yeah, and I'm with you, and yeah, I'm not a big lobster guy. So for me, it's all about, you know, give me the clams, give me the scallops, and a bucket of tartar sauce, please.
A bucket, literally. Like, I like the places that put like a mason jar of tartar sauce on the table. And if you're in Maine, you got to make your own. Like, don't give me, you know, packets of Kraft or, you know, like, you got to make your own tartar sauce. It's not that hard. So that, you know, that's key. I mean, sometimes fried seafood is really just a conduit for tartar sauce. But I agree with you. I'm not as big of the lobster. I love, when I do the fried seafood, it's all about the clams and scallops. It's funny because at this point, it wasn't my whole life that I realized this, but it was like, you know, probably about 10 years ago, I was illuminated to find out that, you know, a lot of these places you generally choose batter or crumb. There are batter people and crumb people. And I was always just like fried seafood, but crumb is more like, you know, the traditional that probably used to, and then batter, which a lot of these places, you know, I go to my Pine Point, it's almost more like a beer batter, like something you might find on like onion rings. So that was really interesting to sort of figure out. I still like the crumb, but I do think on shrimp or fish, I like the batter.
I can go with that. Yeah.
I can go with that. Yeah. Yeah. Have you run into this choice at all?
I have, yeah, and I wasn't sure, like you, I wasn't quite sure what it meant, and I tried the battered, and it was good, but there was, and that was with clams, and there was a little something missing.
Yeah, it's a little too battery, and you're not getting the clam as much, you know. I mean, the batter is good, it's almost hush puppy-ish, you know. You can always eat the batter by itself, it'd be pretty good. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. It's like, you know, people have like their preference, and, you know, but I think I'm definitely still a crumb person overall. But yeah, you can't go wrong with the, you know, the Admiral's platter with everything and a mountain of fries, and somehow they still give you dinner rolls with that and make little fried clam sandwiches and your coleslaw. And it's, you know, that's just, I mean, that's a food coma in a basket. You're not getting anything done. Usually you have that for lunch for some reason, and that's just, the day is pretty much over.
And I don't know what it is about those dinner rolls, but they're the best dinner rolls you can ever get, no matter how long they've been sitting there.
Yeah, they're like the soft kind of Parker House roll style. But yeah, like they're running almost like with the cafeteria dinner rolls in like third grade. They're soft. They're delicious, and yeah, you just stuff them with tartar sauce and fried seafood. You got two little seafood sliders to go with your seafood extravaganza. So, yeah, that, the fat kid in me definitely is into that. I mean, I do that like a couple times during the summer. There was a phase where I was dating somebody who was really into it, and because of her, we would go way more often than we really should have, given how highly caloric and dense that lunch is. But man, so good.
Now, do you count something like fish and chips in that same ballpark?
Sure. Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, as far as up here, I guess fish and chips is a little different because you can generally get it all year round in most places. I think almost for some reason, turning it into a fish sandwich makes it a bit more summery and a bit more Maine. I don't know why that is to me, but I prefer, if I'm going to get fried fish, I like it in a sandwich. Maybe that's just the fillet of fish lover in me. you know, it comes out every now and then. And I don't, you know, half a slice of American cheese on it. Why not? But yeah, that's my hot take on that. Obviously, and it's funny because, you know, haddock, cod, you know, these days you see a lot of hake, and I think most people would be hard pressed to know the difference between haddock and hake personally. And I think cod is kind of unnecessarily expensive if you're going to deep fry it. But yeah, they all work, and they all definitely remind me of Maine and growing up here. And I think, fried seafood, man, that's, if you want to talk about summer seafood, I'm not talking about a nice piece of fish with some lemon and butter. I'm talking about a big old platter.
All right. Well, it's not fried, although maybe the roll has been at least grilled. But what about the classic Maine lobster roll?
Sure. I like a lot. That's actually, if I'm going to eat lobster, that is generally how I'm going to eat it. That or like, you know, in a pasta or something, like poached in butter. But yeah, I love a lobster roll. You know, I like it, everything from the traditional, like, too small bun, but a lot of lobster meats. I like it with mayo. I like it with butter. When I make it, I do them on King's Hawaiian rolls that I toast with butter, and then I mix a little lemon and tarragon into the lobster salad, which I think is just absolutely perfect, or chives. So I think it gives it a little bit of the zip that it needs. But I'm happy with a lobster roll from Amato's, you know, I don't know. They're always pretty good. I mean, I never actually had the McDonald's one. I don't know if they still do that or not here in Maine, because they always did it during the summer. Do you remember that? Or
I remember it. I don't think I've seen it in the last few years, though, since the price of lobster went up.
Yeah. So, yeah. but even that, I'm sure, would be fine. You know, I mean, I'm sure they're not getting their lobster from the most reputable source, but whatever.
Now, I know you, you're not a fan of dining al fresco, but where are some great places in your area, some good southern Maine spots to get summer seafood?
I think, well, I really like, I mean, it's a, well, okay. This is a little bit higher end and not a seafood shack by any means, but I really like the Royal River Grill House in Yarmouth because you're right on the water and their fried seafood is just very high quality. I love it. And other than that, I mean, when I'm going for the full on experience, I like Pine Point, which is right near Scarborough. I like Ken Seafood. I like Salty Bay. Harpswell has a couple of great places, Estes Lobster Pound. There's in Cornish, you got, Bellhaven, I believe it is. Really delicious. But, yeah, again, I'm not a big outdoor diner because I think it's hot. I don't like bugs. as a server, I always hated waiting on tables outside, so I feel bad having people do it for me just by default. But, yeah, that's how I feel about that.
And around here, I love Trenton Bridge Lobster Pound is terrific. Lunt's down that same way is quite good. Down at Lincolnville Beach, a great place there. But if you want to go inside, hard to do any better than McLaughlin's right here in Bangor.
Yeah, I have not been to McLaughlin's, but it seems like it's kind of the institution, right?
Yeah, and there are a couple others around. We tried, got some good fried seafood last summer at Pepper's Landing up in Old Town. They've also got a place in Brunswick.
Nice. Oh, okay. You know what? I think I've seen their place in Brunswick. It's over towards like the naval air base.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Kind of. Yes, I've been there. It's very good. Yep. And really, the key with fried seafood is just, you know, clean your frying oil, for God's sake. Like, it's nothing worse than an old frying oil or going into a place and it just smells like stale frying oil. It's like, you know, it's a very simple thing to ensure delicious fried seafood.
How's the summer look for you, Joe? Have you got a lot of dinners coming up in July and August?
I do, actually. I just booked. I've got 4 in 1 week in July coming up, 3 with one client alone. August is booked. July usually has been traditionally kind of slow, so it's good. It's booking up this year. June is actually quite a bit left. I got some big ones, and we get into the September, late August wedding season, and Yeah, somehow this is like, food coma is becoming like an actual business, if you can believe it. I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily expected this or not, but I'm glad it's happening. So I'm just rolling with it.
Foodcomamaine.com for more information, right?
Yes, yes. And get in touch. And especially if you're looking for September, August, they're booking up. If you can believe it, they're booked. So, yeah, get at me. Let me know. We'll come to your house. We'll cut. We'll clean. Do it all.
I love the sound of that. Well, Joe, appreciate it. As always, enjoy that summer seafood, and we'll catch up with you again before too long.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Thanks, Rich.